This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. When it comes to the politics of the Israeli-Palestinian question, it's never straightforward. Now the debate over Israeli policies in the region has come home to Boston in a big way. The Jewish Community Relations Council, the JCRC, of Greater Boston will vote tonight on whether to expel J Street, the fledgling Jewish advocacy group. Among other things, J Street favors a vigorous effort to help create a Palestinian state. Farah Stockman is covering the story in the Boston Globe. She joins us now from Washington. Hi, Farah.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. First of all, give us some background on the Jewish Community Relations Council and what it does.
Well, it's the only group in Boston that pulls together Jewish organizations from across the political spectrum to sit together. I think they have four meetings a year, and they try to develop a common platform on state and federal laws. They push care for the elderly. They organize trips to Israel, and they have a council. And so this is the one group that pulls them all together into sort of a big tent.
So this conflict with J Street, this is a liberal Jewish advocacy group that has taken positions that are at odds with at least one member of the JCRC, specifically CAMRA, which monitors the way Israel is portrayed in the press. What specifically is CAMRA objecting to?
Well, let me just take a step back and say that there's always been a debate, I think, in the Jewish community about what it means to be pro-Israel.
Sure.
And the JCRC is pro-Israel. It supports Israel. And I think the question right now is, what does that mean to be a supporter of Israel? And that's an especially important question as we see Barack Obama and Bibi Netanyahu at odds with each other over how to move forward in a peace process. And so J Street believes that you should move forward vigorously and that the United States should be willing to do things to press Israel to make peace, because J Street believes that that's in Israel's long-term interest. Other groups say no, being pro-Israel means supporting the democratically elected government of Israel and not pressing Israel to do things. And those groups think that pressing Israel sort of emboldens Israel's enemies and makes Israel less secure. So I think that's the backdrop of the debate that's going on. And I mean, CAMRA is challenging J Street's membership on a technicality. The JCRC's bylaws require that you be in the community for I believe at least 3 years, and J Street's newer than that, but they took over the seat of a group that they say they have merged with.
So that's the technicality, but they do have concerns about J Street's policies in this regard, correct?
Exactly. And J Street had an annual conference where they invited a group that supports divestment from companies that benefit from the settlements. And J Street doesn't support this divestment effort, but they gave a forum to this group that did, and that was considered by CAMRA beyond the pale. I also learned today that there's another group that's under the microscope, Boston Workmen's Circle. It's like 110-year-old Jewish organization in Boston that does a lot of social justice work, and their membership has been under scrutiny because they rented space to a group that was talking about sanctions on Israel. So that seems to be the line on whether a group is pro-Israel or not.
So Farah, we just have a few seconds left. So the JCRC of Greater Boston will be meeting tonight for a vote. What's likely to happen?
I think they're likely to vote on the membership of all 42 organizations. It could be very pro forma, and everyone could remain inside the organization. But I don't think this fight is going to go away. I think CAMRA is going to keep pushing, and they might try to take this legal battle a step further.
All right. Farah Stockman, thanks so much for tracking the story for us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Farah Stockman. She's a reporter for the Boston Globe, reporting from Washington. When we come back, we'll get Bill Littlefield's take on the new Lance Armstrong doping allegations.
Plus, an update on the war between Boston cab drivers and passengers who pay with plastic.
When a driver has a customer that gets in and says, "I'm going to pay with credit card, is that okay?" It's like we heard Wimpy from Popeye go, "I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a cheeseburger today."
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.